Okay, let's reading our verse in Acts chapter 8, 26 to 40. She read 36 to 38. We have to read it so that we will know the background, what happened before those verses. Okay, let's read it. Ready? Begin. Now the angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road and to Jerusalem, to Gaza. So he started out on his way. He met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of the treasury of the, which means queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. Wait. Remember that this man is not a Jew, but he went to worship in Jerusalem. Okay, remember that because we'll be going back to that. Verse 28, ready, begin. On his way home, he was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. Now, stop there. Now, he is a rich man because he has a chariot. Okay? He's a rich man. But he read the book of Isaiah. During that time, there was no verses on the scroll, which were the words of God were written in a scroll. They wrote, scroll it. So there is no verses. And next, the Spirit told Philip, go to the chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. Now this Philip is not the apostle Philip, okay? This is one of the seven deacons which Paul, was it Paul or Peter, which Peter took to serve on the tables, and he was serving on the Greek widows. He was serving on them, okay, on the tables. But he is filled with the Spirit. That's his qualification. Imagine that you're just serving the tables and your qualification is filled with the Spirit. What a high standard that God chooses somebody who to serve him. Verse, that's why Pastor Money was saying he got baptized and he was filled with the Spirit and then he started this ministry. And let's look at Jesus later on about that. Verse 30, ready, begin. Where? 31, ready, begin. So he invited Philip to come and sit up with him. This is the scripture that the eunuch was reading. This was what is in Isaiah, okay? But it didn't start with the right start according to what is written in the Bible. He started in the middle. Ready, begin. He was led like a sheep in the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. 34. To Philip. Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or somebody else? Hang on. So he was asking now, who is this? Who is that one who was humiliated? Who is that one who was... They brought to slaughter like a sheep. He was asking, is it Isaiah or somebody else? And this is the answer of Philip. 35, ready, begin. Then Philip began with a passage of the scripture and told him good news about Jesus. And Philip said, it's Jesus. Until he told him the good news about him, the story about Jesus. Then after that, this is his response. Now, I forgot to bring my glasses. Verse 36, ready, begin. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. What? That being baptized. Okay, the question there is, why is it that suddenly the eunuch wanted to be baptized? Did Philip told him about the importance of being baptized in water? What is it? What did really transpire there? Why? Okay, let's find it out later on. Verse 37, ready, begin. Then Philip said, if you believe in your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. 38, so he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water and baptized him. Lord, bless your word today. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let's go back to when he said the story about Jesus. Okay, can we go back to that? No, down, some more down. Some more down. Thank you, Alison. Okay, this is the context of the story, but I believe there is more than what he said, because later on he wanted to be baptized. So he was led, this was Jesus, we already knew, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter. So it means when he was talking to the eunuch, they were thinking of a sheep. Okay, both of them were thinking of a sheep. Philip was explaining that he was led like a sheep to the slaughter. No, sheep means they're a part of the fold. They're part of the fold. As a lamb before the shearer is silent, he was talking about Jesus not saying anything. He didn't complain. He didn't open his mouth. He just, in humiliation, he was deprived of justice. He just accepted what this is going to happen. And the reason is because we're going to be, we read it, that because in the next verse, in this is the reason in Isaiah 53. Oh, where is that? Oh, yeah, Isaiah 53, 6 to 8. Let's read that. Begin. All we like sheep are gone stray. Okay. All we like sheep, us, they were talking about it. All like you, eunuch, and I am a Jew, are gone astray. And he was talking about their religion. Their religion was Judaism. And they were trying to be a good Jew so that they could be acceptable to God the Father. But already they already were given the chance of offering blood for the forgiveness of their sin temporarily, but they still don't understand, because in a Jew's mind they have to do some works for them to be pleased by God. And then let's read it. We have turned everyone to his own way. Talking about the Judaism, like the one, the commitment of Paul, Saul, to the Judaism religion, that he was able to, that he was willing to slaughter all Christians at the time. They were going against the right way. And the Lord has laid him the iniquity of us all. The Lord, there is the Father, that all the iniquity of us, talking about themselves, but actually it's all men. The Father gave it to Jesus, so that now the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5:21, he knew no sin, but he was made sin for us. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. And that's the blue one is the one that was quoted by what we have read. Now, why did the eunuch suddenly said, there's the water. What else are we waiting for? Baptize me. Why is it? We will understand that when we read how the importance of how Jesus made it very important for him to be baptized. Let's read that. Do we have it there? Yeah, Matthew 3:14-17. Now remember that Philip had been telling stories about Jesus, okay? He told him what happened, that he was like a sheep, brought to the slaughter, never complained. There was injustice that happened because he didn't really sin, but he still had to suffer. But not for his own sin, but for the sin of all men. That was what was the story that was given. But before that, there was something that happened. John the Baptist began saying, repent and be baptized. Repent. Then there was never an occasion like that in the Old Testament. It was after Jesus came, after John the Baptist came, that he now asking people to repent and be baptized. Do you know why? He was opening the way for the new covenant. That now it's no longer by works, but it's by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Repenting means it's a turning around. You're going this way, it's a broad way, but now you have to turn around going to a narrow way, the righteous way in Jesus. So that was what's in the mind of God, of course, that he had revealed to John the Baptist. Now, let's read this for us to understand why even Jesus had to be baptized. Let's read it. Ready? Begin. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. John the Baptist was saying, no, I should be the one baptized by you. But why are you coming to me for to be baptized? What did Jesus say? 15, ready, begin. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for this is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. What's the reason? To fulfill all righteousness. Therefore, in baptism, it's a part to fulfill all righteousness. Later on, I will talk to you about what is righteous about baptism. Okay. Verse 16, ready, begin. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom it will. This thing that happened, I believe that there are a lot of people that were there, because John the Baptist were baptizing people there, the Jews particularly. And I believe that they saw, they heard a voice that spoke. And they saw this dove descending, like a dove descending unto Jesus. In Mark chapter 1, we read that. It's like a dove descending unto Jesus. That's a big story. Everyone knows that we're there. And maybe it just scattered a story that, hey, this Jesus, we heard a voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved Son. And then, this dove, the Holy Spirit in the form of the dove, descended unto him. What is that? So most probably, this is what was happening in the mind of the eunuch when he said, okay, I need to be identified with Jesus. Probably he was saying, I need to hear direct from God that I'm also his beloved son, that I am his, will please with me, that I also want to say I will do it for all righteousness sake. And so, I believe that was the motivation why he said that. Now, with Paul, he identified death and baptism as identifying with the death and resurrection of Jesus. Once you are submerged, because baptism is from the word baptizo, which means immersion. Once you are immersed, that's a
symbol.
Bahala na kayo. That's a
representation.
Yeah, representation of being buried, the death. And when they, and when you rise up from the water, that is a representation of being the resurrection, that you are made alive in Jesus. Deep within, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that happened. But it has to be expressed in the eyes of the people around you, in the eyes of the devil who mocks you. You have to be part, not only in here, even externally. That's why baptism is an act of obedience for righteousness' sake. So now, if you don't want to be baptized, I don't know with you. Another thing is the need of the Holy Spirit for us to dwell in us. You may not feel it after that you rise up from there, but there is just something within. You know, the revelation of being now the indwelling Holy Spirit in you. The need to know by heart that we are the sons and daughters of God. And everyone that were there looking at you, being joyful for what was happening there, will know that you are a son of God. And by baptism, which is fulfilling all righteousness, we know that the Father will be pleased with us. So to all of you guys who has not been baptized, we will have two messages more to convince you if you are not yet convinced today. I love when I got baptized. The only thing is, I was expecting that when I rise up, I will see the heaven open. But when I rise up, my pastor, who had noted here, something happened. I mean, he has already later on, so he was smiling, and all I saw is the opening of the But anyway, by faith, I know I had the joy that I got baptized. It is joyful. It is joyful. So, the challenge is, are you ready? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. Let your message, Lord, sink into our hearts. And those Lord, that have desired, yet you should not be baptized, but yet you made yourself available to be baptized. We know that's an example of obedience to the Father. Help everyone, Lord. Let your mercy and grace work to everyone's hearts today, that they will decide to be baptized for your sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, guys. And let us enjoy our fellowship together, and we'll sing our last song.